Sometimes, even the little devil on my shoulder says, "What the fuck are you doing?" Hi, this is Coach MK, and this is the Morning Mantra. Hi, my name is MK Fleming. I'm a run coach based in Denver, Colorado. But this isn't a podcast about running exactly. Don't tell my clients, but we're never really talking about the running. When you know a craptastic event is coming, it helps to have a mantra to keep you centered and focused as you move through it. You don't have to be an athlete to be hashtag coached and loved by Coach MK, and if you are here, then you are hashtag winning at life. Today's mantra is, I do epic shit. I do epic shit. Today's mantra goes out to a listener, a very special one, who has no idea how she's going to run a half marathon in a couple months, even though she's been training, even though she's done it before. But right now, it just seems so big and so ridiculous. It's almost easier to stay in bed. And I get that, yo. It is cold. Right now in Denver, it is ridiculous cold. And where you are, listener, I know it's even colder. Bless your heart. Number one, you're going to do this the same way you've done all the other epic shit you have done. Your graduate thesis. You're kind of a smarty pants. I mean, most of the people listening to this were smarty pantses, but you are a special level of smarty pantsedness with your fancy PhD and your tenure track job in academia. Those are big freaking deals, and they are rare. So don't ever forget, before we even talk about the running, you were a unicorn to begin with. You do amazing things. You do hard things. When I think about the things that you do, like in your spare time, the things that are easy to you, I am beyond impressed, because I can't do that shit. You do epic shit every single day, whether or not you put on your run shoes in order to do it. So I tell you that to tell you this. Don't worry about the race. It doesn't matter. It really doesn't. You got a ways to go between now and then. And the reason you feel this way, I could talk about imposter syndrome, but I think it goes a little bit deeper than that. You feel unprepared. You spend a lot of your day talking to your students in your graduate level course studies, making sure that they're prepared for things. I know you prepare for things. You prepare for everything. You would not get to where you are in life if you did not prepare like a boss. You're a little Coach MK to all kinds of people around you, and you do it well. And maybe for this, maybe this hasn't been your first priority because it's been the holidays, because it's been cold, because you've been dealing with some loss, been dealing with some regret, been dealing with a lot of shit. Shit that maybe you don't feel like you have the right to deal with, but you do. And why does that matter? Because running has not been your number one priority, because you've been adulting like a boss. You've been teaching, and that shit is hard. Let me tell you, I feel you trying to get people to hear what you say. Even with the platform, it is hard. A platform they have paid to participate in. It's hard. So don't lose faith and don't lose hope. You're going to run that race the same way all your students are going to show up to the final exam, surrounded by a coach that gives a shit, people that are there to help them, and more preparation than they're going to recognize. You will never, ever, ever feel totally prepared. God knows I don't feel prepared for anything, but I still show up because that's who I am. And that's who you are too. And that's why I fucking love you. Can't wait to see the race photos. Tag me in them when you do. And to tie this back to the mantra, any day you wake up and you feel like there's no way I can do this race, I don't want to, I mean, I'm just going to stay in bed because it's really cold. I want you to put on your run shoes and stick your head out the window. Quite seriously, even if you're going to drive into the gym, stick your head out the window of the car and just yell, I do epic shit at the top of your lungs. The good thing about that is that your neighbors will never talk to you. It's terrific. If I had known this, I would have started this years ago. You're welcome. And remember that you do epic shit. Then go do epic shit. You've got more going for you than you think you do. You will be prepared come race day. Not everybody needs to be in hell week of their training cycle year round. And that's okay. That don't mean you're underprepared. You just feel underprepared. And you are wrong. Hear my voice in the back of your head and saying, I got you, and you got this, because you do. You are coached, you are loved, and you are winning at life. And you are definitely winning at life if you subscribe to my Nuzzle Nut newsletter, follow me on Facebook, or follow me on Instagram. Feel free to do all three. Are you facing a situation? Would a mantra be helpful for you? If so, drop me a line, coachmkfleming@gmail.com. Again, that's one word, coachmkfleming@gmail.com. You can also find daily inspiration on my Instagram at Morning Mantra Pod. One word, again, Instagram at Morning Mantra Pod. Or finally, you can hop over to my Facebook page, which is www.facebook.com/coachedandloved. Website coming soon, but between now and then, there are so many other places to get me. Instagram, YouTube, Facebook, take your pick. I'm here for you. All you have to do is look.